Among the great names of Almighty Allah, Allah is Al-Wasi'u, the all-encompassing. Some ulama translated as the lenient one, the vast and all-embracing. Al-Wasi' is that independent being whose generosity has encompassed his needy servants as well as all servants, whose sustenance is encompassed his entire creation. His mercy and his bounties are spread out. And this shows that nothing can render Allah helpless. Nothing is hidden from him. And his mercy encompasses everything all the time. Wallahu wasi'un alim. Allah is all encompassing, all knowledgeable. Wa rahmati wasi'at kulla shay. And my mercy encompasses all things. Wasi'a kursiyu samawati wal ard. His kursi, his chair, encompasses the heavens and the earth. Rabbana wasi'ta kulla shay'in rahmah. Allah, you've encompassed everything in your mercy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompasses everything. Allah is the all-encompassing being. And if one gazes to the knowledge of Allah, then one sees that there's no shore to the ocean of the knowledge of Allah. In fact, the ocean would have come to an end if the praise of Allah was spent, but the praises of Allah will not come to an end. If one gazes towards the favors of Allah, then too, there's no limit to them. Every vastness, every expansion, no matter how great, comes to an end. Allah, whose knowledge, power, favor, that does not come to an end. And therefore, Allah is truly Al-Wasi', the encompassing one. The vastness of the creation eventually has a limit. For example, the power of an angel is tremendous. One angel can do the work which cannot be accomplished by a million humans. However, the strength of the angel is limited. The angel of death can extract the souls of millions of people in a second, but cannot give life to even one. Jibreel can bring wahi in the blink of an eye, but he cannot bring down rain, as this is not his function. The forces within man are limited. The ear can hear sounds, 1,000 sounds, but it cannot see a single thing. The eye can view countless objects, but cannot hear. Abu Ubaidah, Muammar ibn Muthanna, stated that, in the verse, Inna Allah wasi'un alim, that Allah is very generous and has the power to grant whatever he is asked. And then too, his treasures will not decrease to the extent of the whole of a needle. Al-Wasi is that being who bestows and spreads his sustenance to all creation. And you will not find anyone except that he is eating that which has been stipulated for him. He does not have the power, nor is it possible for him to leave aside the stipulated sustenance of Allah and his his needs anywhere else but by Allah. So this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there is a story of Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah blessed Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam with a vast kingdom. Man, jinn, birds, animals, every part of the earth was part of his kingdom. And mankind and jinnkind was in his service. And whenever Sulaiman alayhi salam ordered them, whatever, they obediently obeyed. Allah even made the wind obedient to his command, which he used to cross lengthy distance in the matter of minutes. And once Sulaiman alayhi salam was traveling with his army, and the birds formed a canopy over to his head to shield him from the sun. And man and jinn were on his left and right, and he was in all glory. And on the way he passed by a peasant who was overcome by the great sight, and he said, Subhanallah. And these words were carried to Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam via the wind. And Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam came to the peasant and said to him, I've come to you for the sole reason to tell you not to be saddened that you do not have the kingdom of servants, because when a Muslim says Subhanallah only once, then it is more beloved in Allah's eyes than the entire kingdom of Sulaiman alayhi salam. This kingdom can be crushed in the blink of an eye, whereas the reward of your one Subhanallah will remain forever. And this is in Bidaya wa Nihaya. So we are in need of the bounties of Allah. One of the bounties of Allah is a comfortable home, a vast home. A comfortable and vast home can mean a huge mansion, but also refers to that home when we enter, we find peace and solace. A home where the mother, the father, the brother, the sisters, the siblings, the parents, the grandparents are all happy with one another. And that is why Nabi Salasim taught us to make the dua, Allahumma gfirli dhanbi wa wasi' li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi.